you like video games or horror, you're in the right place. It's April 6th, 2024. Today, we've got an update about the Among Us animated series, an update about Child's Play, Hellraiser, and an update about Evangeline. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. CBS Studios is continuing to round out their cast for the upcoming animated series adaptation of the popular video game Among Us. Owen Dennis, known for his extraordinary series Infinity Train, will serve as creator and executive producer. Here are their character details. Patton Oswalt will voice White, contest winner. No trauma, no drama. Task? Someone else will get to it. Fun fact, wealth can be a personality trait. Deborah Wilson will voice Yellow, ship cook number one. Indignant, opinionated prankster. Task? Pizza. Fun fact, best friends with Brown. Phil Lamar will voice Brown, ship cook number two. Chill, supportive, accountable. Task? Also pizza. Fun fact, best friends with Yellow. Wayne Knight will voice Lime, engineer. Doomsday prepper, conspiracy theorist. Task? Getting stuff pretty much mostly fixed-ish? Fun fact, afraid of intimacy. There is no further news about the Among Us animated series at this time. In an interview with Screen Rant, Dan Mancini confirmed that the eighth Child's Play movie will work in tandem with the Chucky TV series. Here's what he said. The show and the movie working in tandem is my hope. We're hoping to get a season 4 of the show, fingers crossed. I pitched the idea already to the network, so we're hoping on that, but I'm also in the early stages of developing a new movie now, and the movie is designed to work in tandem with the show. That's what we hope in our dream of conquering the universe, is that we can keep expanding the Chuckyverse in this way. That's my hope, so we'll see what happens. Now, we've already seen many actors from the original films return for the series, so it's exciting to hear how they may intertwine again in future stories. There is no further news about Child's Play at this time. Speaking of horror, producer Keith Levine exclusively told Paramount's comicbook.com that there may be a sequel to David Bruckner's Hellraiser reboot. He said this, "Yeah, we are trying to do a follow-up, and there have been conversations. I can't exactly say where we're at in those conversations, but David Bruckner is involved in those conversations. We spent a lot of time and energy relaunching that world. A lot of brain power going into crafting the Cenobite design, figuring out how we're going to pull them off, and we learned so much. And I think moving forward, we love that all that knowledge is sort of banked and that time has been spent, so we think that moving forward and going into another movie is just going to be even crazier and even more awesome. So yeah, that's something we're definitely hard at work on, and hope we will have more news soon." There's no further news about Hellraiser at this time. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Rob Liefeld is set to make a film adaptation of his comic, Evangeline. Evangeline debuted in 1995 and centered on a fallen angel cast to Earth. She's entrusted to find and protect the One, a person who is the key to protecting humanity from demons and other monsters. Along with Liefeld, Kathy Christian and Tony Libido are known for their work on co-creating the character. Olivia Wilde is set to direct the feature film. Lucky Chap, which is run by Margot Robbie, Tom Ackerley, and Josie McNamara, are set to produce the film. Simon Kinberg, who also wrote and produced for the X-Men and Deadpool films, will serve as producer as well. To clarify, Margot Robbie will not be starring in the film, but she will have a hand in its creation. There's no further news about Evangeline at this time. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. Adult Swim's Smiling Friends has officially been renewed for a second season. Come back tomorrow for an update about Dune. That's Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines for April 6th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.